発車前に停車駅と到着時刻をご案内いたします。次の盛岡には6時ちょうどです。仙台6時53分大宮8時10分上野8時30分終点の東京には8時36分に到着いたします。全車指定席となっております。グリーン券、グランクラス券をお持ちでない場合は旧号車、中号車はデッキをくぐれましてご乗車いただけません。ご理解とご協力をお願いいたします。携帯電話などで通話の際にはデッキをご利用ください。車内はデッキ、お手洗いをくぐれまして全て禁煙とさせていただいております。現金、貴重品は身につけてお持ちくださいますようお願いいたします。ご案内いたします。車掌は盛岡新幹線局長です。早手44号の確認です。新青森5時12分に発車いたします。あと1分少々で発車いたします。ご乗車のままでお待ちくださいますようお願いいたします。
京浜東北線常磐線はお乗り換えです。お降りのお客様はお忘れ物のないようお支度ください。上野の次は終点東京です。
Ladies and gentlemen, we will soon make a brief stop at Ueno. The stop after Ueno will be the Tokyo Terminal.
チャネルエルクのポッドキャストを聞いています。以来、彼は品質の音楽の多くの時間を提供してきました。すべて無料の話、エルクは。2007年以来、ポッドキャスティングをされています。されていない毎週。15、文化庁コマーシャル、講演や行動を促すこの。7、年間、エルクに財政援助を提供します。2009年以来、エルクは、25各国から世界中からのポッドキャストのエピソードを記録しています。彼は常になったあなたを一緒に乗るのため、エルクはあなたのため提供コンテンツを楽しむ場合は気軽にいくつかの愛し、あなたの友人に彼を見る。少なくとも。3ポッドキャストを維持、油性ボロ切れの匂いと一緒に行く。1週刊しない請求書の支払いがあなたから小さなオプション毎月貢献が役立つことがあります。お好みの月例貢献を、ショーノーツに、パトリオンのリンクをクリックします。貢献者は、ポッドキャストで使用できません。排他的の、エルク内容が表示されます。これらの貢献は、エルク装置と頻繁に使用されるチャネルエルクスタジオを維持するのに役立ちます。
You are listening to a podcast on Channel ERK. ERK has been podcasting since 2007 and since then.He has delivered many hours of quality music and talk all for free. There have not been weekly 15-minute audible commercials, sponsorships or calls to action to provide financial assistance to IRC during this seven-year period. Since 2009, IRC has recorded podcast episodes from around the world from around 25 countries. He has always taken you along for the ride. If you enjoy the content IRC provides for you, feel free to show him some love and tell your friends. Keeping at least three podcasts a week going with the smell of an oily rag doesn't pay the bills, but a small optional monthly contribution from you may help. Click on the Patreon link on the show notes to make a monthly contribution of your choice. Contributors will receive exclusive IRC content that will not be available on a podcast. These contributions will help IRC maintain equipment and the often used channel IRC Studio.
電車は20時44分発津 This ends my trip on the Shinkansen. I'm back in Tokyo. It is cold again. It is 20 to 9. I basically slept for most of that trip. I had a window seat, but once it got dark, you couldn't hardly see anything out of the window anyway. So I managed to get some sleep. Didn't have anyone sleeping next to me, or sitting next to me for that matter. So that was good. I didn't have anybody sitting or sleeping next to me, so that was good. Nice fast trip again. One additional stop at Yunnor on the way back. There was a lengthy stop at our first stopping location. As I found out, we had another Shinkansen attached to us. The train is in the middle of a turnaround clean, and then in 20 minutes it'll be out again. Needless to say, I really enjoyed that, even though I was asleep the whole time. But no, it was very good. I really enjoyed it. If you come to Japan, even if you're not into trains, and I think that by listening to this you may be into trains a little bit, even if you don't even like trains in Australia, You must do a trip, and a decent trip, on a Shinkansen. Now I'm going to head back onto the subway, which is going to seem so slow in comparison, and head back to the hotel.
乗車ありがとうございます。
At the station next to the hotel, winning at subway navigation. What I decided to do, I was on the Yamamoto line, and my original plan was to head back to Shinjuku, and then change for the one stop to come back here. But I was a couple of stops away from Tokyo, and then it says, "Oh, you can change here for the Odaiba line." So I thought, okay, I'll change here for the Odaiba line, and I had to leave that station, the JR line, leave there, and then basically across the road to the Tokyo Metro station, and I get in, and it's station E9. So because it's station E9 and I'm at station E2, I know I've got 7 stops, and so that's about 14 minutes. It's about 14 minutes travel time. Sure, there was the penalty for interchanging there, but I would have had to have changed in a much longer interchange at Shinjuku. So when I left Tokyo, the sign said I had about 30 minutes to go to Shinjuku, probably about 10 minutes to interchange, and then a couple of minutes to come back for this stop. But now, I was on the Yanomoto line for about 3 stations, got off, transferred, quicker transfer to Shinjuku, and then 7 stops, about 40 minutes, and here I am. Sometimes there's something to be said for going the way that you went before, or going the way that you know. But on this occasion, I decided to take a chance, and I made it. And I'm well and truly in front. And that's one of the things that happens back home with my place of employment. A lot of the regular customers, they only know their particular way to go to work. And then if their circumstances change or something happens, they're like, oh my God, what should I do? I don't know any other way. I only know this way. Whereas, you know, I'm flexible and I have to be adaptable at a moment's notice. And that's exactly what happened. I changed my plan at a moment's notice and I have come up winning. All I have to do is get to the top of this escalator and I'm at my hotel. Winning subway navigation yet again. Oh yeah.